I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, we have a very special show for you. Another special cord cutters edition of the show. And I'm getting ever so much closer to actually cutting the cord officially. And you'll see why in just a few minutes when I do a demo of the latest addition to my cord cutting equipment stash, I guess you'd call it. At any rate, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. So, cord cutting. Yes, you can cut a cord very easily with a pair of scissors. But that's not what we're talking about. You don't want to cut a cord that is actually an electronic cord with scissors. That would be a bad idea. But there are things you can do to prepare to cut the cord. And I want to share a couple with you today. The first one is Titan TV. It is a free over-the-air TV schedule. Now, if you go to the blog of course being drbill.tv, drbill.tv as it says there on the screen, you can find this link to Titan TV right there on the blog, and I encourage you to check it out. Okay, it's under our cord cutters section. If nothing else, you can find it very easily that way, or you can just do a search for Titan, T-I-T-A-N, Titan TV, and you will find this link. And when you go to that link, you'll be able to put in your zip code, and you'll be able to get a list of the stations that are available over the air, digital TV, available over the air in your area. So that is a very handy thing to have, and it's a good thing to check on. Now, the other thing I want you to check on is another link that I have there with the Titan TV link, and that is AntennaWeb. AntennaWeb.org is a website where you can check out the availability of the channels that are in your area. Okay, so you put in your zip code there, and it will show you the relative strength of different stations. Some stations are going to be a little stronger than others, and so that will help you. And then the next little thing I want to mention is the View TV 150-mile antenna. That's the one that I have set up. I actually have it set up inside here at the house. I've got it sitting on a stand. I'm looking at it right now. Got it sitting on a stand, and I got it up near the ceiling. And I can hit the remote button, which I have here somewhere. But anyway, hit the remote, and it will rotate 360 degrees, and that way I can tune in different stations a little clearer than other stations. Right now I've got it set on a spot that gives me the most stations without having to move the antenna so that I could test out the next thing that I want to introduce to you, and that is my Tableau over-the-air DVR. Okay, OTA, over-the-air DVR, digital video recorder. So, we're going to go into a demo of the Tableau unit right now. Okay, we're going to take a look at the new Tableau over-the-air DVR that I recently acquired and added to my cord-cutting ensemble here. I'm on my Roku, so I'm going to go over here to the Tableau app that I've already previously installed. It will go out and connect to the Tableau unit, which is already on the network and set up. Now, it's showing live TV here. I'm going to go over here, and as you can see, it's a little afternoon, 12:18 in the afternoon today, as I record this. And this is what is currently on in my area that I'm getting through my antenna. Now, this antenna is the View TV directional antenna. But here's what I wanted to show you that I was really excited about. And that is this station, Comet. Comet is a science fiction station. Actually, kind of science fiction, fantasy, horror, a little bit of everything. But I'm really excited about the fact that it's got Babylon 5 on. How cool is that? So if we were to go over here and click on Babylon 5, it's going to show me the synopsis of the program, which is the episode Grail, all right? And I can watch it. Now, what it's going to do is it's going to buffer here. It's not that it's taking a long time to connect per se. It's actually buffering the signal of the over-the-air station so that you'll be able to back up or, you know, whatever. You can't go forward in time, I guess, so only backing up. But at any rate, this station for me is kind of a marginal station, the way I've got the antenna currently set up. I'm going to come out of this because I don't want to show that commercial. But at any rate, that's why there was a little twitch there of it, and it settled in and got clear. But that, and you notice it shows that it's red and blinking right now. What that means is that it is tuned in to that station. And if I go back in and watch it, you'll notice that it will come up a lot faster than it did initially because it's already set on that station and it's already buffered the flow of that station, which is pretty cool. So let me bounce back out here again. And let's come back up to the main heading, you might say. These are recordings that I've already recorded. Now, it's currently on movies. I'm going to come up here to all. I haven't recorded any movies. That's why there wasn't any. But this is what I've already recorded. I recorded Black Lightning, The Flash, and NCIS New Orleans last night. All right? So if I were to go in here to The Flash, it will show that it is has recorded that episode, and it will show a synopsis. Now, if I were to go in here to episodes, I've only got one recorded, and if I click on play, it will show, or the selection, the OK button on my remote, it will show a synopsis of that program. And if I watch it, then it will start playing off of the hard drive that I have connected to the Tableau unit, which is a fairly large hard drive. Now, I'm not going to run the risk here of any copyright violation stuff, so I'm going to back out of this. But as you can see, you can see what your recordings are. You can also go down here and see what is scheduled. Now, this is scheduled and coming soon. These are programs that are scheduled for later on tonight, recording Criminal Minds and A Million Little Things. If I go over here to all, you can see everything that I have set up to record. Arrow, Black Lightning, Blind Spot, Bull, Cool Kids. Kind of get a feel for what I like to watch. That's not my intent. But as you can see, we got Legends, we got Elementary, The Good Doctor, etc. These are all shows that I have set up to record. And these shows are all available over over-the-air digital TV, which is really cool. Now, let me go in here to the guide. And I'll start up here at all. This is everything that is available that is coming up. We can also search, which will search over 1,300 shows. We can look at just prime time. We can look at premiering, which would be new shows that will be coming out. Then we've got TV shows category, movies. Now keep in mind, these are movies that are coming up in the next couple of weeks because it's looking 13 days ahead. And then, of course, sports. Now, I could care less about sports. I really don't care one way or the other. So that's not one that I am going to be watching. But as you can see, you've got a lot of capability here. And the cool thing about this is, if there's something that you want to record, it's as simple as selecting it, like I'll select World News Now, and then I could go over here and click record, and I could either record new episodes or I could record all episodes. Now, of course, I don't want to record ABC News, so I'm going to back out of that. And let me look at what schedule, because I want to be sure that I didn't accidentally set up to record. I didn't. Good. So I'm going to back out here. And let's go up here to the Tableau app itself. All right. This shows that I have 730 gig remaining on my Toshiba external drive. It shows that I have a subscription to the guide, and that subscription is active. It's set up to auto or set not to auto delete recording, so I can control whether it's going to delete it or not. You can set up the recording quality, the live TV quality, etc., and basically just go through all the different options here. You can see the guide was last updated 9 hours ago. It updates itself fairly regularly. It shows the location where I am and how many channels are set up for, my area that I have essentially read into the tuners that are available on the application. Now I'm going to exit out of the Tableau app and back up here to the Roku. Now the cool thing about it is this Tableau app is available on the Roku. It's available on my Samsung Smart TV, so I could do it directly on my TV. And since my TV and the Roku, all these devices are connected to the network, that same Tableau over-the-air DVR is available to my entire network. All right? So my TV in my bedroom that has a Roku, I can use this same app on that Roku to access both live TV and recorded TV. That's pretty neat. But it goes beyond that. This is almost like a Sling TV box in that I can use my tablet. I can use my phone. How cool is that? My phone has a Tableau app on it because there's an Android version of the app. And whether or not I use my iPad, which would be an iOS Tableau app, or my Android tablet, which would use the Android Tableau app, or my phone, which is Android, which also uses the Android Tableau, all of those devices can view my recorded programs, can view live TV. I want you to think about the possibilities there. That means anywhere on my home network, I could access everything I have recorded. That's pretty deep, no matter how you cut it. So I am really, really pleased with this Tableau unit. And the thing that I have noticed, and this has been reaffirmed to me as I've experimented with this, the digital over-the-air signal is so much better than my regular cable quality. In other words, what I am recording directly over-the-air digital is way better quality than what I get over my cable connection. Now, I haven't officially cut the cord in the sense that I no longer have cable. I'm getting very, very close, because now I can have a DVR and I can now do what I need to do from a TV perspective. So I trust you enjoyed this overview of the Tableau over-the-air DVR. And I'm telling you, it was worth it. I got this off of Amazon. And I got it for a really good deal because it was in what they call damaged packaging, which didn't affect the unit at all. The unit was fine. It was well packed and so forth. So I got it for almost $100 less than I would normally get it. And I have four tuners in the unit, so I can record four programs all at the same time if there's any scheduling conflicts. So I am pretty much set. So again, I really hope you enjoyed this, and let's go back to the regular Dr. Bill show. Okay, did you find anything interesting in that little demo? See, that is the missing piece for me. That is what I have needed to really make the cut, so to speak, over to being a cord cutter. And that is, I need to be able to record because I can't watch everything live. Most people don't watch TV that way anymore. They want a time shift. They want to watch it when it's convenient for them to watch it. Okay, so you got to have a DVR to do that. And the Tableau is a really good way to go to use the technology that's available through that Tableau unit, which, by the way, between you and me, it's a little black box, but it's basically a Linux computer. Yes. So it is running a special proprietary version of Linux that they have programmed to do everything that it does that you saw in that demo, which I think is really cool. But at any rate, the next thing I want to talk about is the Mi Box, M-I, Mi Box S, that is available, well, it's kind of available. It's available for pre-order through Walmart, of all places, and it's only about $59, but it's a really good deal because it will allow you to, it runs Android TV, the real full version of Android TV, and it will allow you to connect into all kinds of sources, Netflix, various apps, YouTube, Vudu, all kinds of things that are available through the Mi Box Android TV unit. Now, there's a lot of systems that will allow you to use Android TV, but most of them are based on the phone or tablet version of Android, and it doesn't work as well for a remote, okay? But this one actually uses the real Android TV version that works with a remote very well, and so it looks like what I would like to get a hold of to kind of fill the gaps of some of my programming that aren't available over the air or aren't available through the internet other than through this device. So that's probably going to be one of the next things that I add to my list of cord cutter technology. So there's real possibilities here to cut the cord for real and actually be able to cut out that expensive cable bill each month. So I really hope you enjoyed this program and the special cord cutter edition. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbilldaily.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.